Hello, Audio Boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Thursday, the 20th of November 2014. It's approximately 1 p.m. Just doing some post lunch tidying before I chuck my little boy in the bath. I'm not going to chuck him in, obviously. I will put him in gently.
You finish with that, bud.
He's a bit lost as to where he's having his lunch at the minute, because he was in his high chair the other day and he leant forward and the straps snapped and he fell straight out of his chair onto the tiled floor in the kitchen. Luckily he was all right, he didn't hurt himself or anything, but it gave him quite a shock. And we haven't got round to getting him a new one yet because we want one of those booster seat things, you know, not a high chair, it's just like a big sort of cushion with straps that fixes to a normal sort of dining chair. And we can't get one delivered within a couple of days, so it's quicker to wait until the weekend and actually go and buy one from somewhere. But, excuse me, I'll just fill this water up. I need coffee. So the poor lad's just kind of getting fed wherever I can feed him. He's had his dinner for the last two nights, sat on someone's lap. Not just any old random person. I didn't just run out on the street and say, "Excuse me, can you come and let my baby sit on your lap to eat instead of a high chair?" I mean me or his mother. Anyway, I haven't recorded for a few days. Well, I have recorded for a few days, I just haven't uploaded. Because it's just hassle, man. It's just aggravation and hassle. I'm not even sure where this will go, because I've done this every day. I've recorded something and then I think, right, I'll upload that now. Oh, well, I can't because I'm busy. I'll do it later. Because I've got to sit there and nurse this blinking website, web page open, and watch your blue box fill up, which 9 times out of 10 doesn't work first time. I've got to do it 2 or 3 times, especially if I try and attach a photo. And I just think, oh, I'll do it later when I've got a minute. And then I'm busy and I don't get around to it. And then by the time I get an opportunity or remember later on the afternoon or in the evening, it's like, well, I recorded that hours ago. The moment's passed, you know, I'll just delete it. I'll do another one tomorrow. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. It's just, oh, man. Ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. I know I'm in and out like a blinking yo-yo here, because I'm like, one minute I'm just gonna commit and get on and do it, and then now I feel like I just can't be bothered. I just cannot be bothered, and I shouldn't. I feel like I'm being taken for a mug. I really do. I feel like I feel like Audio Boo, and I will call them that until they put an Audio Boom app onto my phone, because there is still no Audio Boom app. On Android, you can get an old, janky, patched up, repaired, well, not repaired, bodged together, non-working app for Audio Boo, but that's all that's available in the Play Store. Audio Boom do not have an Android interface at all. And it's ridiculous. And every time I go through this blinking rigmarole of opening all these different apps in order to consume and to upload the audio to this supposedly simple social network, and then when I open the website, I'm seeing all this tripe on the front page. And every time I open Twitter and I see yet another tweet from Lance Patterson about some BS bloody story from the NFL that apparently I really want to see. Well, Lance Patterson, is he not? He's the community manager, isn't he? Is he not supposed to be the person who's speaking to us as bloggers going, "Listen, guys, what do you want?" Because he must know that we certainly don't want bloody headlines from the NFL. Seriously, though. The thing is, as well, I was taken for a mug as well, wasn't I? Really, I was, because that blooming marketing woman rang me and promised me the earth. Oh, you know, your Android app will be just round the corner, we promise. Get stuff. That was months ago. And it's still not here. All this stuff about, oh, we'll implement all these. No, you won't. You won't do a damn thing because you don't want us here, but you won't admit it. And then I've stood up and gone, "Everybody calm down. Don't go leaving Audio Boo. I've just had it from the horse's mouth and it's all going to get better. Yeah, now who looks like a blinking mug? And every time I have to jump through hoops, I feel like somebody from Audio Boo is looking over my shoulder going, ha ha ha, you mug. Opening your third party recorder again. Oh, look at you nursing that web page open while that box fills. Guess what? Once it fills, you know, it's going to empty itself again and it's not going to work. You're going to have to do it 3 times before it works. Ha ha ha, you mug. Oh, only because you like hearing the sound of your own voice. Seriously, that's how it feels. I feel like I'm a mug. I'm being taken for a mug. I've just left them a stinking review. I never, ever, ever leave Play Store or iOS reviews. I just never do it. I just don't see why my opinion counts, to be quite honest. But I'm getting a new phone tomorrow. More about that in a minute. And I thought, oh, I'm going to have to like uninstall and reinstall my apps and all that malarkey, and that's going to be a bit of a pain in the bum. And I thought, well, are there some apps that I won't bother reinstalling that I don't use anymore? And then somebody recommended an app to me yesterday, and I thought, oh, I'll get that, but I'll just wait till I get my new phone. And, excuse me, I've got hiccups again, every time. And so I was thinking, oh, I'll tell you what, I haven't got an Audio Boo app on my phone because of the fact that there isn't one. Well, there is the old Android one, but it doesn't work. So there's no point having it on my phone because it doesn't work. I can't trust it. I can't use it for anything. So I may as well not have it. But then I thought, well, have I missed something? Has the Audio Boo app arrived on Android? So I just jumped on the Play Store and did a search. And sure enough, no, it hasn't. Still the same old jankiness sitting there. And it popped up and said, would you like to leave a review? Tell you what, okay, I will. Pop along to Google Play Store, people, and have a look at the latest review from me. Yeah, honest, I think. Something along the lines of, if you want a timeline that's full of irrelevant sports news and foul-mouthed radio presenters, then this might be the platform for you. But if you want a decent audio blogging platform, then trot on and look elsewhere. Because this app doesn't even relate to the company that it's bloody representing. It's a garbage, I think I've titled it. Utter garbage, because that's what it is. But anyway, so assuming that I do upload this, I may as well tell you about my new phone, hadn't I? And a little story, a little tale of how that phone came about. So my old Samsung Galaxy S3 is getting very tired and very worn out. It's got the Android 4.3, the Jelly Bean 4.3 operating system on it. The Galaxy S3 is not compatible with Jelly Bean. It doesn't work. It's sluggish. It lags all the time. The battery, there's issues with battery power, battery life, and this kind of thing. All because of the OS. In America, all the S3s have been upgraded to KitKat 4.4 on Jelly Bean. But for some reason, they're saying the UK ones can't do it. Yeah, go figure. Cool, that was very American, wasn't it? Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I could flash it. I could, it is rooted. The phone is rooted. I could put a third-party ROM on it if I wanted to. I've had third-party ROMs on this before. But I've always had it in my head that I'll be upgrading soon. I'll struggle through. And a few weeks ago, it got to the point where it was like wading through treacle. I just couldn't get anything done. So I just had to reset back to factory, reinstall Android. And it's run for a few more weeks, but it's now starting to get to the point where it's getting almost impossible to use again. Hence why it's even more hassle to get these blinking things uploaded to Audio Boo. Time's come. I'm out of contract in January with Orange. I've been with Orange. I found this out over the last couple of days. I thought it was about 15 years, but one of the retentions managers from Orange yesterday told me that I've been with them for at least 18 years with Orange. Never changed provider. 18 years, constant service to Orange. I call it service because I'm doing them a service by giving them my money every month. 18 years with the same company. That's not bad, is it? I've never had a job for that long. I think 12 years is the longest I've had a job. And even then, it wasn't actually 12 years. It was actually 7 and 5 because I was employed for 7 years and then self-employed with the same company for 5 years. So I kind of was the same job for 12 years. Anyway, what the hell am I telling you about that for? It doesn't matter, does it? It's not relevant to this. I'm talking about phones and stuff. So I'm looking for getting a new phone. So I'm thinking, right, what do I go for? Well, the obvious sort of first port of call would be the Samsung Galaxy S5, being as I have an S3. But I was kind of thinking, oh, I don't really want another Samsung. I'm not too keen on TouchWiz as an interface. So I tend to put a third-party launcher on. And it would just be nice to have something completely new, you know, that I haven't had before. So, and of course, as far as smartphones go, I had a Nokia, well, no, in fact, I had an HTC Titan 2, which was running Windows Pocket PC all those years ago. That was a nice phone. It was a lovely phone. It was like a sort of slidey open thing with a full QWERTY keyboard on it. And I think it was about a 4-inch screen at the time. And a little stylus that came with it. And like I say, it ran Windows Pocket PC. And it worked really well. It was a very, very good phone. And then I went to a Nokia 5800. Which was nice. I liked that. That was a good handset. That got lost in the snow for 2 weeks. I dropped it in a snowdrift, and I had to go back to, 2 weeks later when the snow melted. The woman whose house it was outside found it, and I got it back to life. It dried out in a bucket of rice, and it worked again. Bless it. So yeah, and then I went to my iPhone 4. Yeah. And then on to my Samsung, S3. So really, as far as proper smartphones go, if you consider the iPhone 4 to be the first proper smartphone, I've only really had an iPhone and a Samsung. So I want something new, I want something different. I'm obviously not going to go back to iPhone, because that would be stupid. So I'm thinking, well, what do I want? Where should I go? So I thought, well, I'll have a look at the Samsung. Oh my word, what a horrible thing that S5 is. Ugh. I mean, my S3 is plasticky, but it does kind of a good job of disguising that fact. The S5 is horrible. It just feels cheap, really cheap. The back cover looks like those like car seats you used to get in the 1970s, the leatherette or vinyl car seats that used to have that sort of panel in the middle of the back seat that was like punched with pinholes, like almost if it was there to give it ventilation or breathability or something. Or maybe just to look pretty, I don't know. But you know, loads of pinholes in this leather. And it looks like it's textured like leather as well. And it looks like it should all feel like soft, squashy leather. And you think, oh, that looks nice. And then you touch it and it's like, it's really hard. In fact, no, hang on, let's find something cheap. That's it. That's the back cover of a Samsung Galaxy S5. And that was a little plastic insert on the side of my little boy's pushchair. It's just horrible. It feels flimsy. It feels just cheap and nasty in your hand. And I just thought, you know what? Nah, that's it. Any doubts I had about going to stick with Samsung, that's it. Definitely gone. That's a horrible, horrible piece of kit. Horrible. I would never feel happy holding that on a daily basis, hourly basis, minutely basis. I love my phone. Anyway, so then obviously I'm only looking at the high end ones. So that narrows down the choice to only a few, really. The LG G3 was another option with a 4K screen, but looking at all the reviews, a lovely looking piece of kit, but all the reviews were saying that the screen's not all that good. If you bang square on in front of it, then yeah, fair enough. But as soon as you sort of move a little bit off centre, you lose all the image and stuff. And really, I'm not bothered about 4K yet. It's not really it doesn't really matter to me, to be quite honest. So yeah, that's discounted the LG. So that basically left the HTC One M8 and the Sony Xperia Z2 or the Z3, which is the very, very latest one. The HTC One M8, I was conscious it's been out for quite a while, so it's probably just about to be superseded, I would think. But it looks lovely. It's a gorgeous looking thing. A mate of mine's got one, and he couldn't praise it highly enough. It's got these big boom sound speakers on the front. Not audio boom sound, because obviously it's Android, so I can't get audio boom sound. I can only get audio boo sound. I just keep digging. Anyway, and the back's lovely. It's all it's like a full metal case in all brushed aluminium. It's lovely. It feels lovely in the hand. A little bit slippy perhaps, but it's nicely curved, and it just feels gorgeous. And then there's next to it is the Sony, and I'm looking at the Z3, as long as I can get the good deal on it, I'm thinking at the time, because it's brand new. It's only just come out in the last month or two, so it's still very expensive, or can be. So I'm looking and I'm thinking, oh, great, I've just found it. It's Somebody scratched my lovely new paintwork in the hall. Great. So I'm comparing the two. And like I say, I love the look of the HTC. I'm thinking that's the phone for me. Got to have the HTC. The Sony one, I don't like the look of it. It's like a big rectangular slab. And when I pick it up and put it in my hand, I've got the corner of the phone in the palm of my hand. And it just doesn't feel as nice to hold it. It's nice, don't get me wrong. But it just doesn't feel as nice and loveliness as the HTC does. But then I started looking at the spec sheet. And... wow, the Sony, man. For me, it's like the perfect phone. Waterproof, for a start. I'm a hill walker. Who that walks the mountains cannot benefit from having a waterproof phone? I've got like this waterproof dry case thing at the minute. But when I've got that on, I can't use the camera. And it kind of gets condensation inside it anyway. So in protecting it from the rain, I get it wet with condensation a lot of the time. So a waterproof phone's a big plus. That's a huge thing. And it can you can dump this in like 1.5 meters of water, apparently. And it'll still run, you know. I'll just turn my data off. Because I've noticed that if I don't, I keep getting little artifacts. Blip, blips, going like that and stuff. Flight mode. Do that. Okay. Yeah, every time some data comes down, it seems to... interrupt my recording. So yes, that's done. Right, okay. So so it's waterproof. It's got this amazing battery life on it. I mean, the battery is standard, will run for like a day and a half, an hour and a half. That's about what my Galaxy will at the minute. A day and a half ish from just like normal sort of everyday use, which is good. But it's got this thing called stamina mode, which you can shut everything down and the phone will just tick over for about a week. On a single charge, which might seem totally impractical, and you might think, well, you're never going to use that. And no, I'm probably not. But the fact that I can run a day and a half without charging in the first place is good. But then having this stamina mode, from my point of view, all I'm thinking is, I mean, hopefully it'll never ever happen, but if I were to get lost or stranded on a mountainside or injured and I'm stuck there waiting for rescue, that ability to strip my phone right down and just keep that ticking over, regardless of the fact that I usually have an external power supply with me as well, but covering all eventualities, the ability to shut my phone down completely and just keep it ticking over for as long as possible while I wait for rescue is a massive plus, you know? So that's a good thing. And the camera's better on the Sony. It's got an instant on button thing. So you just press the button once, the camera wakes up. So it's more like using a compact camera. And I remember that I had a Sony phone years ago that had that same feature and it was brilliant. Although back then the cameras weren't all that good. Whereas the HTC's camera, it's only a 4-megapixel thing. And it's got this dual lens sort of thing, so you can do this like pseudo 3D effect sort of thing, but it's a gimmick. I'm not really interested in gimmicks. I want something that'll take nice photos, you know, because I don't like taking my DSLR out especially when I'm wild camping, because it takes up too much space in my rucksack, you know, and weighs a lot. So to have a phone in a camera in my pocket that I can use is a big plus. So the Sony wins on that again, but all I'm coming back to is it still looks bloody awful. But anyway, the other thing that I was told, I went in the car phone warehouse on Saturday. Oh, I went to Meadow Hall on Saturday. Oh, Meadow Hall. Meadow Hall Shopping Centre for anybody who's Dan Saf. Big out to Town Shopping Centre in Sheffield. It's horrible. And I, in my naivety, thought it was going to be reasonably okay being over a month until this Christmas thing happens. But no, it was rammed, it was chock-a-block, it was awful. And if I've got time at the end, I'll tell you a little story about what happened. But anyway, called into Currys PC World, and in the corner of Currys PC World, they have a branch of Carphone Warehouse as well. How many more shops do you want to be? I went over to this Carphone Warehouse in Currys PC World, and I was looking at the two phones again, just trying to work. Oh, HTC looks so pretty, but the Sony works so well and it fits me. So this man came over who professed to be an expert on these things and said, "Hello, can I help you?" And I said, "Yes, you can." And he said, I said, "I don't think you can really." I said, "I'm just trying to decide which one of these to go for." I said, "You know, I can't." And I said straight away, "Look, I'm a hill walker, so having a waterproof phone with a massive battery is perfect for me." And the guy said, "Well, the HTC is still the better phone." "What?" "Well, yes, it is." He said, "The screen's bigger on the HTC." "No, it's not." "It's 0.2 of an inch smaller." No, it's not. Yes, it is. Look at your fact sheet in front of you. Look, that one's 5 inches. The Sony is 5.2 inches. Okay. Well, you know, the processors are identical. No, they're not. You're thinking about the Z2. The Z3 is actually a little bit faster. I think it's a 2.5 gigahertz processor or something, gigahertz. It's got bigger numbers anyway, and it's got an extra gigabyte of RAM in there as well. It's got 3 gigs instead of 2 on the thing. Which is funny. I've just sold a PC last night. I've sold a PC last night with 2 gigabytes of RAM. I'm getting a phone delivered tomorrow that's got 3 gigabytes of RAM in a phone. How mental is that? Anyway, and the processor's faster in the phone than it was on the mental. Anyway, so then he said something about and the HTC's definitely got the better camera. I said, well, it hasn't, has it? Because it's just got that silly 4-megapixel dual focus thing. I said, it's all right, don't get me wrong. I said, but it's not as good as the 20-odd megapixel Sony one with the instant on and all that. No. The HTC's a much better camera. Any photographer will tell you that. Really? Will they? Any photographer like me? And he like looked me up and down as if I was some kind of like Martian. And he said, sorry? I said, I'm a photographer. And he looked at me and I said, what, you expect me to have a big sign on my forehead saying, I'm a photographer, please don't feed me any BS? And he just kind of didn't know where to put himself. And I said, you're talking gimmicks, mate, and I'm not interested in gimmicks. I want a camera that takes good pictures, that's all. So one of the things that he did tell me was that the Sony Xperia Z3 comes with noise-cancelling headphones. Ooh! And this came about because I said that, you know, as much as the HTC's got these boom sound speakers, I don't really use the speakers to listen to audio at all, even like playing games or watching YouTube. I usually have the earbuds in, you know, because so, I'm like around other people, or I just prefer the sound in isolation like that. I said, so I'm not really interested in those speakers. Yeah, they might be good if I'm dancing around the kitchen occasionally, but that doesn't happen very often. So really, earbuds are a better thing. Oh, well, the Sony comes with noise-cancelling earbuds, he said. Oh, does it? So I looked at the point-of-sale stuff, and then I saw on the next to the Z2, the earlier version, next to where it says the earbuds thing, it's got this little sort of noise-cancelling indicating logo type thing on the little point-of-sale card next to it, you know? And then looking on the Z3, it didn't really occur to me at the time, but now I look back, they had the same noise-cancelling type logo, but there was something added to the logo. There was another couple of letters added to it or something like that. It was a slightly different noise-cancelly logo to the other noise-cancelly logo. But I didn't really register. I just took it as read that this guy was saying, I got noise-cancelling headphones with the Xperia Z3. Well, that's a big plus, obviously, because I use the earbuds a lot. So, that's a good thing to have. So I thought that's good. So anyway, I said, well, anyway, you've given me enough of your rubbish, mate. I'll leave it with you. And walked out the shop. Obviously, I wasn't going to buy anyway. I was just fishing for information. I didn't get any from there other than that I was well and truly informed that Carphone Warehouse employed Divvies as staff. I'm generalising. Don't sue me. So I came out. I know my brother's got a Z2, Xperia Z2. So I messaged him and said, you've got noise-cancelling earbuds with your phone. He said, yeah, they're amazing. I can even cut the grass and still get really good quality audio. I said, oh, right, okay. That's definitely a plus then. That's it, done. You know, forget the big rectangly bit. Forget the pointy bit in the corner of my palm. I'll put a plaster on if I get a blister or something. I'm having the Sony. The Sony's the perfect phone for me. That's it, done. Anyway, so I rang Orange to get the upgrade. Now, my contract's not out till January, so I'm fishing for an early upgrade. Initially, they wanted to charge me £50. To upgrade early, and I said, no, I'm not paying £50, I've been a customer of yours for over 15 years, as it turns out, 18 years I've been a customer. So I said, no, I'm not paying £50 to upgrade, you can get lost. Well, you're severing your contract. I said, I'm not, I'm renewing the contract early. I said, I can hang on 2 months if you wish, and I'll go and find a competitor, but I'm sure after 15 years, you really don't want me to do that. And they said, oh, well, I tell you what, if you hang on till the 28th of November, you can have your upgrade free of charge. Just pay for the handset and whatever thing. I said, right, all right, whatever, whatever. I can hang on. So anyway, an hour later, I got a phone call back from the loyalty manager at Orange saying, "Oh, Mr. Pearson, you've been with us for such a long time. We're going to waive that early upgrade fee. You're free to upgrade whenever you want. Just give me a couple of days to get the paperwork in place and get that updated on your account. Ring back early next week and we'll have that sorted for you." So I rang back early this week and it hadn't been sorted. Nothing had been done. So I had to get somebody else to do it. That took another day to do that. So anyway, eventually gets my free upgrade agreed. Phoned Orange yesterday to try and get my free upgrade, and they said, "Okay, your monthly tariff is going to be £19 million a month." And I said, "No, it's not, because that's a lot more than what I'm paying at the minute, and I don't want to pay any more than I'm paying at the minute. Sort it out, sharpen your pencil, Mr. Phone Selling Person." So he said, "Well, I can't, that's the best I could do." Well, in which case, then I suggest you get somebody who can sharpen their pencil, because I'm not paying £19 million a month for a phone. "Oh, but it's a really new phone." I said, "I really don't care. I want a really, really better deal than that." So anyway, he went off. And next thing he said, "I'm going to put you through to our customer retentions team." Oh, no, this is the "please don't leave us" department. So I went through to the customer retentions team. And this man said, "Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on a better tariff that is only £12 million a month. But I will give you the handset free." I said, "Well, the other guy was going to give me the free handset." He goes, "Ah, yes. But to get this tariff, we should charge you £100 for the handset." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "But I'm going to give you this tariff and I'm going to give you the handset for free. How does that sound?" And I said, "Ooh, can it go any better?" And he said, "No, that's it. That's as much as we can do." "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yes, we can, that's as much as we can do. Honestly," he said, "I will have to let you go if you don't take this deal," he said, "because it's the only one I can do for you." So I thought, "Well, that's okay, because it's, I think it was about £6 or £7 a month cheaper than they originally offered me. So obviously over a year, that's 100 quid or more. So that's quite a good bit of saving. So I'm quite happy with that. And then if I would have had to pay another 100 quid on top for the phone as the standard deal, then I'm quite happy with saving £200. That's quite cool for a brand new handset that's only been in the market for like 3 weeks, I think, something like that. So I thought, yeah, that's all right. Fair enough. I'm happy with that. So I said, "Okay, then, mate, do the deal. Let's do the deal." He then chose to tell me that he was going to charge me £7 to deliver this phone to me, which I was a bit offended by, but hey, you know, whatever, we'll get around that one somehow. So just as he was doing this thing, I said, "Oh, mate, can you just check? Because I've been looking on websites and YouTube reviews and stuff." I said, "And there seems to be some ambiguity about these noise-cancelling headphones, because some reviewers are saying that the Z3 isn't shipped with noise-cancelling headphones anymore at all. Others are saying that it's regional-specific, so in some areas you'll get the noise-cancelling ones, in other areas you won't." Now, I went into Carphone Warehouse on Saturday, and the man there assured me that the Z3 comes with noise-cancelling headphones if I buy one from the Carphone Warehouse. But I understand how these things work, and sometimes when I'm buying direct from the providers, you might not be getting the same spec of phone that the rest of the UK is getting. I know that Orange, you know, have their own sort of their own imprint on the phones that they sell, don't they? So when you open it up, there's a lot of Orange bloatware and stuff on there. So I kind of thought, well, I better just check. And he said, "Oh, I don't know if they've got noise cancelling headphones or not." I said, "I'll go and find out for you." And I said, "Well, please do, because it is quite important." Anyway, he came back and he said, "No, mate," he said, "I'm really sorry, they don't have noise-cancelling headphones." He said, "From us, that's not, you're not going to get that." Oh, right. After all that then, mate, I'm really sorry. What I'm going to do then, I'm just going to hang on and I'll just upgrade through the Carphone Warehouse in a couple of weeks and I'll get the ones with the noise-cancelling headphones, because that's kind of quite important to me now. "Right, oh," he says, "I'm really sorry, there's not much I can do, but, I wish I could help you." So I said, "Right, no worries, thanks very much for your time, I'll speak to you later, bye." Went away. So then I start doing a bit of research, and it turns out, after much digging and much research, because there is a lot of ambiguity out there, I went to the Sony website. Why I didn't go there in the first place, I don't know. But yes, on the Sony website, in fact, on the Carphone Warehouse website, where this highly experted, this guy with all this expertise, put your teeth in, Graham, had told me that, you know, they definitely come with noise-cancelling headphones. Even on the Carphone Warehouse's website, it says that they don't. The noise cancellation, and this was backed up by Sony's website, the noise cancellation is now done in the phone. The headphones aren't noise-cancelling, but the noise cancellation only works if you use the Sony original headset. That now makes perfect sense. That's why there's all the ambiguity on the internet about whether they've stripped it out of the package and this kind of thing. And also, it means that I'm getting exactly the same phone from Orange as I would do from Carphone Warehouse. It's just the guy in Carphone Warehouse is a total div and doesn't know his product very well. But then again, now they do Orange because they should have come back and said, well, no, it doesn't. But then none of them do because it's all done in the phone. How noise cancellation works when it's in the phone, I don't know, but apparently it does. Sony assure me on their website that it works really, really well. So, yeah, I'll take their word for it. They kind of know a bit about electronics, to Sony. They don't know much about customer service, though, on their PlayStation side. I won't rant about that for too long. So then I thought, oh, great. So I went back to Orange and said, hello, Mr. Orange person. I'm really sorry that I said I didn't want your deal and I told you to stick it up your bum. I didn't tell him to stick it up his bum, but that's what I was inferring. But I've now been re-educated and I would like this deal, please. So he said, okay, then we'll do you the deal. So he put it all through and he went tappy, tappy, tappy on his keyboard. And he went, ooh, we've got a problem. The computer doesn't recognise your phone number, despite the fact that you've had that phone number for 18 years. So, well, that's a bit strange. He said, it's only a technical problem. He said, we'll get it sorted and I will give you a call back later on today and we'll finalise everything. Okay, says I. Didn't get a phone call back. So I've had to ring up myself this morning. I got the deal approved. The glitch was sorted. They now recognise my phone number, which is awesome. And what is also awesome is because that when I'm paying £7 for delivery, I'm actually paying for next day delivery. But of course, because I ordered it yesterday, I'm now not going to get it next day because it's going to be tomorrow. So it's going to be 2 days. So I said to this boy, I said, mate, really, I shouldn't be paying for delivery, should I? Because I'm paying for next day delivery and it's not going to be next day because you guys messed up at your end. And he went, oh, that's the point. He said, well, I've got to charge his delivery. He said, because that's for the auditors. He said, but what I'll do, the delivery is £6.95. He said, I'll charge you £6.95. He said, but I will credit your account with £10. How does that sound? That sounds very good to me. Thank you very much for your help and assistance in this matter. So that's it. At last, I have managed to get a new phone ordered. Happy days. That was a good story, wasn't it? See, when I start doing stuff like that and I start going on a big spiel, I love Audio Boo. Audio Boo, you are brilliant. I love you. Just stop kicking me in the teeth, please. So, yes, anyway, there's the tale of how I became, I'm about to become a Sony Xperia Z3 owner. Oh, it looks lovely. I've been looking at some YouTube-y stuff and oh, it looks gorgeous. Can't wait to get my hands on it. And it does make this old Galaxy S3, which I still think is a pretty stand-up phone. It looks so antiquated now. And it's not even 2 years old. I've had it for 22 months because I'm upgrading 2 months early. Yeah, it's not even 2 years old and they hadn't really been on the market for that long when I bought it. I think they'd only been out for about 6 months when I got it. It's bloody hell, technology's moving fast. So that's pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward. That should be coming tomorrow through the lovely DPD with their awesome tracking service. They're brilliant, they are. I'm looking forward to getting my hands on that and having a play. It would be even better if I could have an Audio Boom app that would work. But then again, I don't know what I'm whinging for, because even when I get it, it's still going to be pants, isn't it? Because it's still not going to do half the stuff I want it to do. I'm still not going to be able to upload an MP3 file to it, am I? But then again, if I can trust it to record, then maybe I won't need to. I don't know. Anyway, stop it, Graham. Leave it alone. Oh, I was going to tell you a quick story about Meadow Hell, wasn't I? This is what sums up Christmas for me. Let me just see. That's probably a pile of garbage sales call. Yes, it is, so I'll not be answering that. It's an international number. I don't need PPI insurance recovery, whatever they want to call it. I was in Meadow Hell on Sunday afternoon with my boy. And my wife and my little boy had gone off to do some... We weren't Christmas shopping, by the way. I don't do Christmas shopping. I was there for other purposes. Mainly because my big boy had some pocket money he wanted to spend. And we fancied a Nando's. Nando's. Lovely chickeny peri-periness. So anyway, I've gone off with my big lad looking around all the toy shops and gadget shops and stuff like that. Phone shops and things. Doing boy stuff, you know. And we were stood there and we were looking through this shop window. And I heard this little lad behind me say, Mum, I'm really hungry. Can I please go and get a sandwich from Boots? Not Greg's. Not Millie's Cookies. Not the sweet shop. a healthy sandwich from Boots is what he was asking for. Just let's make note of that. And I guess this lad's age must have been about 9 or 10, and I turned out I was right. So I'm stood there, and I heard this lad say this, and I heard his mother say, no, you can wait till you get home. And he said, oh, but Ma, I'm starving, please, can I just go and get a sandwich from Boots, please, I'm really hungry. And she said, quote, no, you can wait till you get home, they are too expensive, I haven't got money to waste on sandwiches from Boots. And immediately that got me, and I thought, if I turn round now and she's got bags full of Christmas shopping tat, I might even poke her in the eyes. And sure enough, I turned round and I was greeted with this multicoloured Yeti standing behind me. She was festooned with carrier bags of all descriptions, just spilling out with unwanted, unnecessary, unneeded tat, just falling out of these bags. She walked off down the corridor. She couldn't walk with her arms by her side. She was knocking people over. The amount of bags she had, she was like the width of 3 normal people with bags. She had to walk like a bloody Egyptian, one hand in front of her, one hand behind, nodding down the corridor because she was that laden with these blinking bags. I can only estimate there must have been £1,000 in there. There must have been £1,000. I kid you not. There can't have been any less than that, the amount that she had. Because it wasn't all Primark, if you get me drift. But she's standing there telling her 9-year-old boy, who is asking for a healthy snack, that she can't afford £2 for him to go and buy a healthy sandwich from Boots. But yet she's got £1,000 worth of tat in carrier bags that is totally unnecessary. So we can't afford you to have a healthy snack, son, growing lad. But we can afford to spend 50 quid on your bloody auntie that you never see. To get her a bottle of Joop or whatever. Crazy man. That just sums Christmas up for me. You know what? I just looked her up and down and I thought, you just disgust me, woman. You don't deserve to be a parent. Might sound harsh, but think about it. Little boy was hungry. And you could tell it wasn't just a pesky kid, you know. It wasn't like, oh, I want some sweets. I might have looked at it a bit differently then. But when he was genuinely saying, I am hungry, I want a sandwich, please. From Boots, a 9-year-old boy asking for a healthy snack from Boots. But apparently £2 is too much because that would eat into the Christmas shopping fund. That sums up Christmas for me. That's why I don't like it. One of the reasons, anyway. But let's not rant about Christmas too much because, hey, there's a month to go yet and lots more rantage to be had. If I can be bothered to record and upload audio booze. I feel better now. I feel better for getting it off my chest. And hopefully, if I remember to upload this in the next 2 hours, it might reach your ears and it might just buoy my mood somewhat. I don't know. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. And I hope you're all very well and happy. Hopefully, if this gets uploaded, I'll hopefully repeat the performance. In a day or so. Oh, blimey, 37 minutes. That's a long one. Hey, still, it's a week's worth. Catch you later, guys. Take care. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.